You know what the whole problem with this entire headline is? Auto-generating. Because when they do it, what can they say? Oh, well, it's the algorithm. I'm sorry, the algorithm wasn't programmed correctly. We'll just go in there and tweak it, and everything's fine. Who created the algorithm? Wasn't Hal. It wasn't Skynet that created these. Who created the algorithm that allowed this to happen? Yep, that's right. Nothing to see there. The fourth issue that the AP thinks you should know. Survivors on Bahamas Islands mark time as official lay plans. Handful of blah, 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 blah. Thousands of people remain in limbo as local officials debate how they will help the Bahamas rebuild their lives. Nonprofit groups now await directions from the government after blanketing hard-hit Abaco and the Grand Bahama Islands with food, water, and manpower power following the Category 5 hurricane. And this is the issue. It's your government. It doesn't matter. Because when you have these NGOs can't operate without direction. Where does this water need to go? This and that. And if you have a government that is not prepared or seasoned or ready, even though you live in the Bahamas, for this, the actual process will be slowed down. Just because. And especially, then you put on top of that, the fact that it is an island. It makes it more complicated, and it is unfortunate that they're dealing with it. But it's, at the same time, I have to at least say, you guys didn't plan for this? I'm sure if I went down there and I said, can I see your hurricane or your mitigation and recovery plan for hurricanes, it would be a bunch of bureaucratic nonsense. You know, the government will work with XYZ group to provide XYZ amount of bottles and so forth. Government will then enact 3-day period. All kinds of bureaucratic language. Very little action if you look at a response plan. And guess what, folks? It's the same at your local level all the way up to FEMA. A lot of it is developed in tabletop exercises with bureaucrats, because unfortunately, one of the few areas that kind of still, let's not use that word, that still gets overlooked is something like FEMA. We'll give FEMA to this dude. And yeah, they may have a little bit of emergency experience. Maybe they were a mayor or a senator or something like that, but they aren't emergency management professionals. They aren't people who have actually been in it. They aren't people that have actually tried to make it better. They're just bureaucrats on top of bureaucrats. And so the fact that most storms don't cause, I mean, let me just back that up. Best example is something like Katrina. That's what most disasters should be, because every politician doesn't know what is going on, and everybody's trying to find somebody to lead. Until you get that system corrected. And I was going to report on it, but it was nonsense. Le Buttigieg released this disaster recovery plan. He was going to create a new center. And all it is just it's a rehash of stuff that's already there. But it's when you have bad plans that are laced with bureaucracy instead of actual actions, you get what you have happen in the Bahamas. No disaster recovery plan was going to swoop in and fix it, but at least things would have been moving in a general direction. Right now, they're just stopped while the government figures out how to proceed. You're listening to The Bad Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. We're going through the 10 things the AP thinks you should know. The fifth thing the AP wants to know is scandals complicate donation policies. The allegations surrounding wealthy donors, such as the Sackler family, raises questions for the museums they supported, including whether to keep the family's name on prominent galleries.